It may have seemed merely trendy 30 years ago, the passing fancy of a pop superstar, a fad as ephemeral as sideburns and bell-bottoms, but George Harrison's attraction to the sitar and his friendship with the Indian master Ravi Shankar have endured and inspired.
I first met him in a party in London in 1966, and at that time I didn't have proper knowledge of who the Beatles were or how famous they were. So it was a wonderful revelation for me to meet this young, very young person, so interested in India, Indian music, Indian yoga, Indian philosophy. And we immediately, it clicked immediately, and, you know.
And then a few days after that, Ravi offered to come to my house to show me the basics of how to hold and start to practice the sitar. And then after a few hours of that, we had a small concert in my house with Alaraka, the tabla player, which Ringo and John Lennon attended. And then after that, I went to India, and we spent quite a lot of time traveling in India and becoming friends.
I mean, this is a very long relationship by now. This is 30 years that you've mm-hmm. known and worked together.
31 years.
Wow. 31 years.
Yeah.
Did you, I'm wondering, was that clear to you 31 years ago that this was a connection that was going to last and make a deep impression on you?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't even think about it lasting, but I certainly felt the connection before I met Ravi. When I first listened to one of his sitar records, I instantly recognized it in some deep crevice of my consciousness.
Well, what did you recognize in it?
I don't know. It was, I've often thought about it because intellectually I didn't have a clue what was happening musically, and yet it all seemed just so familiar to me. And although Ravi's music and his background is coming from a very deep and serious place, we have a lot in common as far as jokes go. You know, we have quite a good sense of humor between us. And I think that's probably also as important as everything else in the terms of how we have lasted as friends.
That's the beauty of our music. It has all different aspects, from very spiritual, very serious, very deep, to very mundane, very, I won't say ridiculous, but very, you know, playful, enjoyable, entertainment-wise. So that's why the music has been so popular, and people who never heard our music, they don't feel it strange when they hear it.
And was George Harrison a very diligent student of yours when he took
it? He was a wonderful student. The only thing, he was very naughty that he didn't pursue it for, because after a couple of weeks he had to immediately got a telegram from his manager. He had to leave. And after that, you know, it has been just short periods that he has been able to come to me or sit properly, but really not given in time. But if he had, he would have been a wonderful sitar player, I can tell you.
I spent a couple of years where I did practice every day. I learned quite a lot of things. But at the same time, I was neglecting what my day job was.
Being a Beatle.
And I remember doing this film clip in somewhere up near Monterey in California. I think it was in 1967.
Well,
it was 68, early 68, right. They were filming Raga. And after I finished that, I was carrying my sitar. I came into New York City and I checked in the hotel. And in the same hotel was Eric Clapton and Jimi Hendrix. And it was a very strange thing, you know, me supposedly being a guitar player, carrying my sitar and you know, hanging out with these other two kind of legend guitar players. And at around that point, I was trying to decide what I should do.
George Harrison carrying the sitar in the company of Hendrix and Clapton is an emblematic scene. It marks the expansion of Western popular music beyond its conventional boundaries. George Harrison calls Ravi Shankar the godfather of world music. He's produced a box of Shankar's CDs, presenting Shankar's sitar performances, and now he has produced and performed on a Ravi Shankar disc called Chants of India, a Sanskrit sequel to the Latin CD that sent Gregorian chant to the top of the charts a few years ago. These are prayers from Vedic scripture, chants based on what Ravi Shankar calls three magical notes.
This is the main note, the other one is the lower note, la, la. The third note is the raised one, half note, la, la. So it is la, 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 la. It can be shifted to la, 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 etc.
You can move the key depending on what.
And I took different ragas in the background following these same notes, and it really creates a wonderful effect.
Apart from the project that you've been working on together, what I'm just curious, since you represent such a breadth of musical experience and interest, what you're listening to, what kind of music you've been listening to recently.
Yeah. Anything which is lyrical and beautiful, whether it's from pop or rock, apart from Indian music, of course, or Indian film music or folk music, as long as it touches me, that's beautiful.
And Mr. Harrison?
The one record that's really just gives me the biggest buzz is Cab Calloway, 1930-1931, and it's
that's
not
strange.
Available.
I heard Cab Calloway in 1936 in
Cottonwood. Yeah, Ravi saw Cab Calloway. Once we were driving in my car, and he said to me, "What's that music you play?" And I said, "It's Cab Calloway." He said, "Oh, I saw him in the Cotton Club."
A particular song?
Well, that particular album is incredible. Every song on it is really good. I Ain't Got a Girl in This Town, the St. Louis Blues, You're Nobody's Sweetheart Now. I mean, it goes on and on. Minnie the Moocher, that's the actual best take of Minnie the Moocher and Kicking the Gong Around. Bugle Call Rag, that's pretty cool.
George Harrison and Ravi Shankar, their new CD is called Chants of India.
Folks, here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a red-hot, huge coocher. She was the roughest, toughest trail, but Minnie had
This is NPR, National Public Radio.